U.S. Senator Roger Marshall, M.D. of Kansas, joined U.S. Senator Rick Scott of Florida to introduce the Preserving Access to Patient Reimbursement, or PAPR, Act, which is bipartisan legislation that ensures America's veterans continue to have access to a paper-based system for reimbursement of their travel expenses to and from medical appointments. This legislation follows a move from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs to a fully web-based travel reimbursement program for veterans, causing a roadblock for those without access to or experience with computers. Senator Marshall said our nation's heroes served our country with unwavering honor and dignity, and we need to ensure they receive the support they deserve. He said his office hears from countless veterans who are in need of assistance with web-based travel reimbursements, and he's pleased to work with his colleagues on a common-sense solution to this problem by introducing the Preserving Access to Patient Reimbursement Act. Joining Senators Roger Marshall and Rick Scott are six other senators and U.S. Representatives Gus Balarakis of Florida 12 and Chris Pappas of New Hampshire 1, who led the companion version of this legislation in the House. The Kansas Department of Transportation plans to temporarily close both directions of I-70 near Hays starting on Tuesday, March 11th, for the removal of the U.S. 183 bypass bridge over I-70 at exit 157. Eastbound and westbound traffic will be diverted onto the U.S. 183 bypass exit ramp at exit 157 and re-enter I-70 through the entrance ramp. Stop signs on both exit ramps will be covered to allow for continuous traffic flow through the detour, and no right or left turns will be allowed. Additional closures will be in place on the U.S. 183 bypass and 230th Avenue, as northbound lanes on the U.S. 183 bypass will be closed immediately north of the intersection at Fairground and Frontier Roads, and southbound 230th Avenue will be closed immediately south of the 55th Street intersection. Access to I-70 from the U.S. 183 bypass and 230th Avenue will not be available during the closure. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects the closure to last 7 working days, excluding weekends, and conditions permitting. Travelers may experience slight delays due to slow-moving traffic through the area and are reminded to slow down and use caution through the work zone. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Engineer Kevin Zimmer at 785-261-6136 or Public Information Officer Lisa Moosman at 785-874-8107. Three special meetings are scheduled across Kansas to discuss night vision coyote hunting in the Sunflower State, and the meetings, which are being sponsored by the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, will take place locally from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. on March 25th at Brief Space 219 West 10th in Hays. And according to the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, the meetings are designed to gather feedback on the night vision coyote hunting season. Attendees will be able to share their thoughts with Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks officials at the meeting, and the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks will then use the information to assess season dates. The night vision coyote hunting season, introduced in 2021, runs annually from January 1st through March 31st, and during this season, hunters may use artificial light, night vision, and thermal imaging equipment to hunt coyotes with a $2.50 night vision equipment permit and the appropriate hunting license. In addition to the night vision season, Kansas maintains a year-round coyote hunting and fur harvesting season with no limit on the number of coyotes that can be taken. Christopher Kennedy, the acting Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Secretary, said they have not proposed any changes to the coyote night vision season, though they have heard from many members of the public with varying opinions, so they schedule these meetings to ensure they're listening and considering the views of all Kansans. The night vision coyote season will also be discussed at upcoming Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission meetings, including the next meeting on March 27th at the Topeka and Shawnee County Library in Topeka. Members of the public are welcome to attend and voice their opinions during the meeting's 2 public comment sessions, and those unable to attend a meeting can provide input by filling out the Contact All Commissioners form at ksoutdoors.com/commission. For more information on coyote hunting in Kansas, you can visit ksoutdoors.com/hunting/coyote.